Major capital projects are in the works for Park City Municipal, says budget manager Nate Rockwood. Council will look at funding for the new water line between Judge and Spiro tunnels at its meeting on Thursday.
But then in water, we continue to do a lot of infrastructure improvements, and that's one of the biggest projects that they're doing going forward with right now. And so that bond will pay for that. It'll also pay for some improvements to the treatment plants themselves, some upgrades capacity-wise.
All water infrastructure projects that the city takes on are done so to create redundancy in the water system, getting water from a variety of sources so there's less dependence on water coming out of abandoned mine tunnels. This new water line will make it easier for water to be treated at the Quinns Water Treatment Facility at Quinns Junction. Rockwood says the city will issue about a $6 million bond.
You know, they're starting to do some construction now, so we want to cover the next month or so.
But that's only like about a third or a quarter of the eventual project?
Yeah, and what we're going to do in the water fund is, in order to keep rate increases as low as we can, we're actually going to issue water bonds each year. So try to keep those amounts smaller, which will keep rates as low as we can possibly keep them, so we don't have big jumps in rates. We'll keep the bonds low over the next few years.
While the numbers haven't yet been finalized, the city water costs are expected to increase again. Council will also consider other capital projects at its Thursday meeting. One they're coming back to, says City Manager Diane Foster, is something they previously disregarded as being too costly.
A few weeks ago, we had a study session on renewable energy. In the past, my perception had been that, well, we want to do solar if it has a return on investment. And council clarified during that no, this is a significant issue for them, and they very much want to look at this. So it is possible that they could recommend some, that council could look at it and reorient some of the capital budget to fund that.
That's City Manager Diane Foster along with Budget Manager Nate Rockwood. Capital projects will be discussed at Thursday City Council meeting beginning at 4:30 p.m. I'm Lynn Ware-Peek, KPCW News.